Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Right now, let's head out to the fan hotline. He joins us every single Wednesday at 9:20 from Cleveland.com. It's our good friend, Dan Lobby. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Jake?
We battled over a sickness from the weekend, and this is the first day where I feel like we're pretty close to 100%, so we're feeling good.
Yeah, there's stuff going around. I don't like it. Whatever's going around, it needs to make sure it avoids me. That's all I know. But I'm glad you're feeling better, though.
Yeah, listen, I'm usually so close to being like pretty good at avoiding it, I feel like, and avoiding sickness in general. It crept up on me. It was like a 24-hour in-and-out kind of thing. So we're happy it's mostly gone, but usually on the other side of it. So this was a very disappointing time for me.
It's a dangerous time of year out there when it comes to getting sick, that's for sure.
Well, it definitely is. Dan, it's a dangerous time of the year to be a Browns fan, if we're being 100% right. Honest. Why is it that the season feels so much worse now being 1-5 than it did when we were before the season? A lot of people were projecting that to be the record anyway.
I think it's the way they got here. It starts with the fact that, you know, one of the losses came on two missed kicks to Cincinnati. And then you have the game in London where they have the lead and, you know, Carson Wentz is 80 yards away from the end zone. And the defense that has been so great all year gives up what ended up being the game-winning drive. Even the Baltimore game in week two, that defense played so well. Like, that should have been at least a closer game than it was, if not maybe a chance for the Browns to pull an upset. And then on top of that, the offense has just been so bad. 13 points a game. There's no real identity with this offense right now. The quarterback position has obviously not been very good. You're right in the sense that I think a lot of people looked at this and said, look, this team's not going to be very good. Maybe they'll be 2-4, 1-5, whatever. But I think the way they've gotten here has just been more disappointing and uglier than I think people thought it would look.
Dan, if you had to pick right now and predict a win total at the end of the Browns season, where would you land?
It's hard to do before this Dolphins game because if they beat the Dolphins, then you start to think, okay, you know, they'll beat the Jets, they'll beat the Titans, they'll beat teams like that. If they lose to the Dolphins, all bets are off. But I think right now, I still believe they'll be able to figure out the run game against some of these teams. This defense is still pretty healthy, still playing well. So I think there could be, just off the top of my head, 4 wins, maybe 5 wins left. I mean, there's not a ton left on this schedule, but I think if they can get some things right on offense and continue to play really good defense, they can probably get to that 5 or 6 win total.
Obviously, Kevin Stefanski has been a hot topic around town. If they lose to Miami, is there a legitimate chance that, even if it's not, you know, this upcoming week, that Kevin Stefanski could be fired midseason in your eyes?
I think getting fired midseason would surprise me. Now, if they lose to Miami, to me, that's when you really start to wonder, like, you know, because right now I know there's been a lot of hot seat chatter. I'm not fully convinced that Kevin's in like real trouble at this moment. But if they lose to the Dolphins, I just think that changes everything with the state that team is in and how bad their defense is. I mean, their quarterback's calling guys out and has to apologize today for doing that. Their coach has been perpetually on the hot seat this year. So I think if they lose that game, to me, that just changes everything. You have to start questioning, if you aren't already, you have to start questioning kind of everything about the way this team is built, the way it's being coached, just all of it. I think this is, for a game that's between two 1-5 teams that probably no one's going to be watching, there's a lot of ramifications here.
Is it? I mean, if he hasn't already, is this a week where if you lose this, that you feel like Kevin Stefanski could lose the locker room?
I think, you know, if it looks like it did, like it has, if this offense continues to struggle, if we're still looking at a situation where they can't score 17 points or they can't score 20 points in a game and the defense plays well and yet they lose, I do think you start to worry about losing that locker room a little bit. I mean, we already have heard Myles Garrett express his frustration at the podium after that Steelers game. The guys on that defensive side of the ball are going to start to get really frustrated, especially if it happens against a team like the Dolphins, if this offense can't pick it up and can't help them out a little bit.
Hey, Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com with us here on the Fan Hotline. I sit here and I started off the show sort of asking, you know, who everyone thinks that actually inside the Browns building has the right to express frustration right now. I threw Miles out there as a guy that it feels like to me doesn't really have, you know, as much of ground to stand on. He knew what he signed up for, inked the contract, decided to come back, play for Kevin Stefanski, and the roster was here. I mean, it feels like a very low number of people to me in the building right now. Who would you say has the right to be frustrated right now with the Browns?
You know, I see the point with Myles Garrett, and I know why people have said that. I would still say that I think he has that right just because of who he is. I think because of what he represents and just the idea that, you know, look, ultimately, I know that trade request rubbed people the wrong way. And I know the fact that he did choose to come back is why people are saying he shouldn't complain. But he did choose to come back. I think that gives mm-hmm. him a little leeway. And the other thing with Miles, too, is this is a guy that goes out there and plays every single week, like no matter what, whether he's banged up, whatever it is, he's out there, he's playing hard. So I think he's earned that right to maybe ask some questions. You know, on the offensive side, I guess you look at a guy like Joel Bitonio, who's just, you know, he's been here since 2014. He's still one of the better guards in football. Again, he's a guy that chose not to retire. He chose to come back. So I think he's somebody that has a right to express some frustration. The problem is, as you go through the roster, you see a lot of really young guys. And, you know, you don't want to point at like a rookie or a second or third year guy and say, well, that guy can express his frustration too. I think those are the two guys that I would point at least for me. And again, I know some people might disagree on Miles, but I would include him on that list.
Dan, obviously the offense has been so bad that I think you could chalk it up that a lot of people probably deserve a piece of the pie when it's the blame pie, right? Andrew Berry, probably a little bit. Kevin Stefanski, definitely the players themselves for not executing. How much of a portion does Kevin actually get in the blame for that and the way this product has looked?
I think he gets a fair amount. I think that, you know, this was supposed to be Kevin Stefanski's offense, and this was supposed to be a return to this offense and, you know, leaning on the run game and controlling the clock and having an efficient passing game. And I think, you know, specific to Sunday, I know they weren't having a lot of success running the ball, and I know that Pittsburgh was kind of focusing on stopping that run, but I do think there were opportunities where they could have tried to lean on that Pittsburgh defensive line a little bit and see if they could, you know, potentially get that run game going. Out of the second half, I thought they had an opportunity. When they're down at the red zone, first and goal at the 3-yard line after that pass interference, you call 3 straight dropbacks. Like, that's not helping your rookie quarterback out at all, especially with Dillon Gabriel kind of being as up and down as he's been. So I think Kevin Stefanski deserves a lot of blame. Now, he's not the only problem. I think this is a collective issue. But you do have to point the finger at the head coach and the play caller with the way this offense is struggling. I think he deserves a fair amount of it.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
If we talk about this as a potential get-back game for the Browns offensively, the Miami defense has not been good. The team, as you had mentioned previously, in a little bit of shambles right now with Tua and with Mike McDaniels on the hot seat. If they're able to actually get the offense back to a functioning offense and look good this week, how does that change the conversation around the offense as a whole and Kevin and his job security?
I always look at games like this, like if you could just figure out a way to win it. It just gives everybody a week to breathe. And it just gives everybody a chance to, like, take a step back, take a deep breath. You know, guys can be happy in the locker room. The defense can talk a little bit and, you know, kind of start to feel a little cocky, get that swagger back a little bit. I just think that ability to, at the very least, just take a step back and everybody take a deep breath. You know, maybe you ran the ball like crazy and it looked good. Maybe Dylan Gabriel hit on a couple of deep passes. Whatever it is, if you can just get out of there with a win, everybody take a deep breath. It completely changes the conversation. I don't know if it completely changes. It takes a little bit of the pressure off of, now you got to go to New England and face Mike Vrabel, who was in your building last year with a coach who would be on the hot seat. Like, it just makes everything a little less tense around that building. And I think that's what everybody needs right now.
So where does your confidence level stand on the Browns offense actually getting back to at least an acceptable form this week?
What do we consider acceptable? Can they score 20 points for the first time since the Denver Monday Nighter next year?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good line. I think that could be acceptable.
Like, if you can't do it against this Dolphins defense, I don't know when you're going to do it. I mean, just every statistic points to this defense just not being very good. You should, again, be able to run the ball in this defense. That should get things going a little bit for Dylan Gabriel and give him a little more room to operate. Maybe you can get that play-action game going a little bit. I'm fairly confident. I mean, I'm not super – if we're going scale of 1 to 10 – I might go like 6, 6.5. I don't want to go too crazy because I'm still in that I need to see it mode. So I'll hang around somewhere in the middle and go just a little bit over that. So cautiously optimistic. Is that a good way to put it?
It's probably the best way that I would be able to frame it. And again, Dan Lavi, Cleveland.com with us here. We talked about, obviously, and I agree with you, Dan, I think Dylan's been up and down. He's showed moments where he's put together good throws, and certainly, especially if we look back to last week, had his fair share of missing guys and everything in between that could have possibly gone wrong as a passer. How big of an issue when we look at the offense is the quarterback play alone?
It's an issue because, like, Dylan Gabriel, the ball's supposed to come out on time. It's supposed to be accurate. It's, you know, we've always talked about it as processing, and there are times when it doesn't seem like, you know, we're seeing him process it quickly. The ball's not going downfield. There's just no aggression in this passing game right now. And I thought there were times on Sunday where the ball came out so quick it almost didn't let anything develop downfield. Now, I don't know if that's, you know, Kevin just being so averse to putting anything at risk and having turnovers, or if that's Dylan just seeing something and trying to deliver quickly. But, you know, that throw to Jerry Jeudy went on that scramble drill. You know, I know Jerry struggled, and I know he had a drop earlier in that game and that penalty, but that's the throw you got to hit. And then he had, I think it was 4 dropped interceptions by the Steelers in that game. So for as much as you're trying to avoid risk, the ball is still being put in harm's way. The Steelers just weren't able to convert it. And if the Browns lose on Sunday, I think that's a big part of it. The Dolphins, you know, maybe they're sitting on some of that short stuff and they're able to haul in some of those turnovers. So Dylan Gabriel needs to be better. He's got to deal with pressure a little bit better. He's got to deliver the ball on time. He's got to be accurate with it. He certainly shares in the blame for all of this too.
Hey, did you feel like obviously, we saw, you know, David Njoku take a couple of hard hits. Gage Larvin did not practice this week. It's in concussion protocol. Did you feel like the receivers were affected by Dylan? And I hate to use the term, but it felt like throwing a lot of hospital balls.
There was definitely one that I remember that Jerry kind of pulled up on. I didn't think there were, maybe it was different on the telecast, but in person, I didn't think there were necessarily a ton that were putting guys in harm's way. I know that Larvidan one where he got the concussion was a little bit iffy, but I felt like that was a little bit more of a, I don't want to say a late hit, but I felt like he had room to catch that ball before the hit got delivered. So, you know, look, that's part of the timing. That's part of getting on the same page. And you know, as a quarterback, you have to be better in that area. So, you know, maybe the Larvidan one, there was, like I said, there was the Judy one where he kind of pulled up and he didn't make the play. But look, with a guy like Njoku, that's sort of how you play with him. You're going to put the ball up and see if he can go get it. You're going to see if he can make some contested plays for you. So I think that's almost just the nature of kind of who David Njoku is.
Looking at the quarterback spot a little bit more, Dan, do we still feel like it's a guarantee that we see Shedeur Sanders play at some point this year?
I mean, I think these last 2 weeks have made it feel like more of a guarantee, because it's not like Dylan Gabriel has seized this job. Now, is that still on the table? Potentially, yeah. As you get into this softer part of the schedule, this next 6 weeks, you know, aside from the Patriots and then assuming the Ravens are healthy when the Browns play them again, you have an opportunity to play some teams where Dylan Gabriel can maybe make a case to keep this job. So that's really the only thing that would prevent it. If Dylan Gabriel just, you know, all of a sudden gets hot, all of a sudden looks like a guy that you want to keep as your starter for the rest of the year, then maybe we don't see him. But I think these last 2 weeks have just been a reminder that, you know, Dylan Gabriel maybe isn't that guy, and that's going to open the door for Shedeur Sanders to at least get some opportunity towards the end of the year.
So, Dan, obviously that would put it in the Browns' best interest to see Shedeur on the field. Do you feel like it would be in Shador's best interest for him to actually see action at some point this season?
I do, because to me, the things I need to know about Shedeur Sanders, I need to see him play a football game. And I think that goes for the Browns. And frankly, I think that goes for Shedeur Sanders too, because I know Shedeur Sanders is accurate. I know he's got a good enough arm. What I don't know is how he's going to deal with pressure, right? We saw it in the Rams game. You go back to the Colorado tape, turning around, running the wrong way, taking bad sacks, things like that. That's something that we just can't know. And the Browns can't even know that, just watching him practice. So it's a lot of that stuff. How quickly is he processing? How is he dealing with pressure? Is he turning the football over? I don't think we can know that until we see him in football games. So I think it's in everybody's best interest to at some point actually see him play a real football game.
Again, Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com, with us here on the Fan Hotline. We talked about, you know, Kevin, the potential that he gets fired. Him and Andrew Berry have been, you know, quoted as being tied at the hip when it comes to the two of them. If Kevin's job is on the line, do you feel like Andrew Berry is still attached in that same way, or is there a separation now between these two?
I think they would be evaluated separately. Obviously, Andrew gets to sort of look at this draft class, and he had a very good draft class. I don't think it's any sort of like franchise altering class, but you know, also Andrew left some holes on this team, specifically a tackle. You know, wide receiver was left short. I still think there's some needs that maybe they could have filled and done a better job with. And look, I know the Haslams kind of took that Deshaun Watson trade on themselves, but I don't think Jimmy was the one doing the work on, I mean, Andrew admitted to us after the trade that they had been working on Deshaun going back to October while the 2021 season was still going on. So, you know, I don't think it's as clean as Jimmy made it out to be. I think he was just mostly taking the blame for it publicly. So I think you would evaluate each separately, but I think you can point to each guy. And again, this has just been a collective failure. And I think that's coaching. I think that's team building. This last draft was certainly a step in the right direction. So maybe that's enough to save Andrew, but I don't think the two are joined at the hip in that regard.
Dan, always good to talk to you. Great stuff. Hey, we're looking forward to talking to you next week with might be Fire Kevin Stefanski week. What might be? We don't know what the Cleveland Browns are week. We'll just see what it is.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Thanks, Dan. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com, with us there on the Fan Hotline. We're going to react to what he had to say as well. Feels like a guarantee Shedeur plays. Is that really the best thing for Shedeur? And if not, is it a failed draft pick? 216-474-0092. We get into it in 5 minutes in overtime with Jake Volnick on the Fan.
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.